First game.
Yeah.
Initial reaction.
Very excited. Obviously, the main goal was to come in and just, you know, play my game, be simple. You know, just try to contribute as much as I can. But, you know, obviously at the end of the day, it's about the win. And, you know, obviously as of late, it's been kind of a struggle for this team. And, you know, I wanted to prove that I could be an impact right away. And, you know, but it was fun first game, but would have been nice to get the win.
You know, speaking of making an impact, it seemed like you did that. You were getting a lot of minutes. You were getting put in a lot of different situations. How does that feel coming into your first game? And coaches obviously saw something that they had confidence in you to put you.
Yeah, absolutely. And when your coaches have confidence in you, it puts confidence in yourself. And, you know, sometimes when you move up into the next level, you don't know if you're going to be the same player. But, you know, the coaches had faith in me. They just told me to keep it simple. And that's, you know, what I tried to do.
What's the biggest differences you found between tonight and playing against
LA? Obviously, the positioning. I think everybody's in the right spot. You know, guys were crisp and they make tape to tape passes. And if it's not on the tape, it's an area where you can catch it and receive it. And in some ways, it makes it a little bit easier because everybody is in the right position. But, you know, the speed of the game, things happen really fast, so you have to make quick decisions.
Are you just kind of absorbing everything right now and taking it all in?
Yeah, I'm trying to take it all in as much as I can. It's nice that I'm going to be on the road with the team to bond a little bit, you know, you try to create some friendships. But at the same time, you know, we want to finish this year off strong and, you know, prove a point to the rest of the league.
For folks who don't know you, if you were to give a scouting report about yourself, just describe what kind of
Oh, just good skater. I like to take care of my own end. I take pride in, you know, guarding my goalie and stuff like that. And I never want to get scored on, but I'm going to keep things simple. At the end of the day, I'm not going to be a flashy player. I'm not going to do a bunch of spinoramas or anything like that. You know, I'm just going to pound pucks in the net when I can and then, you know, just move it to my forwards.
So, it's hard to prepare jumping from college ranks into a game like this. What did the coaches have to say to get you ready for tonight?
They just went over the game plan. You know, I wanted to know the systems going in. I let the coaches know, you know, if I go back for the puck, like, where are my forwards going to be? What routes are they going to take? It's definitely a big jump, but I feel like it's something that, you know, you kind of just take in as a player. Like, I had to travel all yesterday, but, you know, it doesn't make a difference when you're at this level. You got to come ready to play every single night. And, you know, it's nice because the guys are great here. They welcome me with open arms. And, you know, I think this is a great spot. But at the end of the day, like I said before, we want to win hockey games.
So who's your NHL team? Who's your NHL team? Who's your NHL idol?
Growing up, my entire family was a Red Wings fans. But since I'm from North Carolina, I think I'm more of a Canes fan. NHL idol would probably be, that's a tough one. I really like Alex Pietrangelo. I really like him. He's probably my favorite player. You know, just keeps it simple, moves the puck, and, you know, he's a great leader too.
But being from Raleigh, you might have had some experience seeing either Chris Terry or Eddie Lack, or at least your family has some interest in her.
No, absolutely, yeah. I've seen Chris Terry before, and, you know, I had the scouting report on him early. You know, I knew he could really shoot the puck, so whenever he wound up in practice, I knew I was getting right out of the way. But it's nice to be able to play with a player like that because you can learn little things from him here and there. And, you know, hopefully I get to prick his brain a little bit and he can give me some tips as like a young guy.
And if you could tell Canadiens fans just about your teammate, Kevin Primo, at Northeastern, he had a tremendous year, obviously, and what it was like being a teammate of his.
He was my favorite player by far in college hockey, without a doubt. I mean, being the second youngest in college hockey and putting up the numbers that he did, I mean, I don't think people realize how really special that is, you know, being that young and, you know, stepping into a position where he wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year, and then he just battled and, you know, he never looked back, and he's an absolute steal for the Canadiens, I think. I think Canadiens fans should be thrilled they're getting somebody like that because it's not only his on-ice talent but his character off the ice that really, you know, propels him to that excellence that he strives for every single day.
That's great. Thank you.